Hi, what was the difference in having scripted plays in the first quarter compared to what's been going on in the first quarter?
I don't know. Well, how much of a difference it was. I mean, we just went out and made the plays and executed them. I think whether he scripts them or not, I think guys have a pretty good idea of what's going to be called, early in the game. And, obviously we rep them a little bit more throughout the week. But we came out real sharp, put a lot of different personnel groups on the field, and all the guys knew their job and came out and executed it.
Does doing that lead to a higher comfort level?
I mean, I've been in either situation where, the plays are scripted or not. I like Josh as a play caller. I like the way he feels the game and is able to get off the script. And if he sees a shot there or sees a screen that opens up, he's real quick to do it. And, I like that as well.
Brandon Lloyd talked about there being a rhythm to play calling. He said Josh was on fire on Sunday. I mean, is that noticeable?
To me it was just because the plays were coming in so quick. The play got done. We had three new guys running on the field, three guys running off, and I was calling the play in the huddle. So, that makes it good for us, keeps the tempo going in the huddle, plus makes the defense, adjust to multiple personnel groups pretty quickly.
Kyle, how much do you attribute that to the scripting of the plays as far as the tempo?
I mean, it was good. It worked, So I guess, you could certainly, put something on that. We knew what personnel groups were going to come in, and like I said, they're quick and crisp and didn't have any procedure issues or anything like that, so that was good.
So it leads to a higher comfort level.
To me, the best play call leads to a higher comfort level, so if that's going off script and calling a shot that he sees, I certainly like that as well.
Getting that tempo, how much does that play a role in getting the run game going for the first time like you guys did?
I mean, we were able to, it just seemed like we had them on their heels pretty quick, right from the start. Kind of threw a couple play actions at him right away and then came back with a couple runs that, went for 10, 12 yards a pop and kind of had him backtracking, early in the game, which was good.
How noticeable was it on Monday morning that you hadn't been hit on Sunday?
Yeah, it felt great. It felt great. It was noticeable after the game for me. I mean, it was noticeable during the game for me. So, the offensive line played incredible. The tight ends played incredible in the blocking. We had a lot of two tight end packages, a lot of packages with a fullback in the game, and really everybody involved in blocking and pass protection did a heck of a job.
Pretty much all year, you and Phillip have been up towards the top 1 and 2 in pass yardage, so it's going to be kind of the two gunslingers going at it. How often in your career have you kind of been in that where you've been called a gunslinger going into a meeting like that? And what do you think of what?
First time, probably. he's a good quarterback. He's a really good quarterback. I like the way he plays. He's tough. He stays in the pocket, with a lot of guys around him, and him and Norv, just shot after shot after shot, and Norv's a great play caller who has a lot of imagination. And I always, throughout the week, I always watch San Diego's offense. I think they got a good explosive offense that do a lot of good things.
Have you ever talked to Rivers about his release? How he throws the ball? It's kind of funky.
No.
In addition to their talent, Kyle, obviously the Chargers are going to be keyed up coming off the bye the way you were. I'm sure that throws an added element knowing that you're going to get their best shot.
Yeah, Monday night everybody gets an extra day, so they'll be healthy, they'll be fresh coming out. But in terms of extra days of preparation and all that stuff, it's pretty much even, I think, and we've got a good start on them.
How do you think you guys operate differently? You said you study what they do offensively. How do you think you've had the same type of results yards-wise? What do you do differently than them that sets you apart?
They're heavy using the tight end, obviously, with Gates in the play action game in the deep part of the field, which we don't do a whole lot of deep stuff with the tight end, but a lot of the same stuff, two wide receiver sets and play actions and going and trying to attack the safeties is what they do a lot of.
I know you talked about wanting more balance, and the big passing numbers don't mean that much to you, but if you look across the league, not just you and Rivers, but seems like everybody, 300-yard games aren't the anomaly anymore. What do you make of that? Do you like that there's that trend?
I don't know. I mean, there might be trends for certain teams, but there's still plenty of teams, getting it done, running the football, playing good defense, playing old-school style of football. So I guess it's just scheme. It's what type of team you have. You gotta call games to the best for what your team does, and some teams figure it's throwing the football, some teams it's running and playing great defense.
Kyle, teams haven't been able to take away Brandon Lloyd. Have they tried, though? Have they been Is it just one of those guys?
Yeah, they've tried. They've tried to put safeties over the top. They've tried to, you know, pay extra extra attention to him, match their best corner on him. He's just a good player, and just like, you know, there was two guys on him on the on his first catch of the game, and I just put it up there, and he made a heck of a catch. So it's tough in this league with the rules how it is to totally take away a guy, just you know, double coverage, throw it up, and let him go grab it.
Kyle, you're on the cusp of 3,000 yards again. When you came here, did you think that it was going to be this wide open for you to put up the kind of numbers the last 2 years that you had?
You know, it's a good offense for the quarterback. Josh puts me in good situations to throw the football, and you know, like I've said all year, we've got four or five guys at the wide receiver position that can really go out and make plays and make you look good. So it's been a good year passing football.
What are you actually thinking or looking at when you see a guy covered? He's not open, and you're going to throw it there anyways.
Well, sometimes he's covered well, and sometimes he's covered with a head turn or a bad position by the defensive back. So there's a big difference between being covered and having a guy there but still being open. So try to throw it when the situation's good and try not to throw it when the situation's bad.
You talked during the offseason about how much you and Eddie worked to get on the same page. Did you and Brandon have that same type of effort or that same type of focus?
Yeah, Brandon and I have been together for a while now, so I've always loved the way he runs routes. His body language to me gives me a good indicator of when he wants me to throw it, and he's certainly a guy that throw it high and far and let him just go track it down the field. So there's a lot of things Brandon does that makes it, you know, easy on the quarterback.
How much did you guys work together in Chicago?
He was there for a year. We were there for a year together, but when he was there, he was my main guy to throw to. So we spent a lot of time.
What is different between him now?
Some systems just put guys in better situations. You know, we weren't a passing team in Chicago. That was just the way it was, and he still played well there. It was just you're going to get different results with, you know, different schemes.
Did you share his frustration last year when he was deactivated all the time? He wasn't getting to get on the field and show
these. He played well throughout the whole year, even starting in, you know, training camp when he came here. You know, I was excited when Brandon came here. Had a good camp last year. It was just, you know, there's a number of games involved in this, and unfortunately he was the guy out, you know, for the most part, and it was really nothing he did. It was just, you know, the situation that we had, and that's how it goes.
Kyle, one more email.
How long did it take you to be able to recognize, like you talked about, the coverage, good coverage, bad coverage? As an NFL quarterback, how long does that take to develop, that instinct?
I guess it's being with guys that... it took me 2 years here. I mean, it took me enough time to be with the wide receivers that I had confidence, you know, in doing it with. You know, I've thrown balls and they've bailed me out on interceptions. I'm not going to sit here and throw, turn the football over and turn a bunch of picks. That's not my game. That's not our game on offense. So they've done a good job of making me right when I give them the chance.